A state judge finalized the new congressional district maps in New York early this morning. But even with the maps finalized, chaos still reigns this election year, a year when many say the balance of power could shift in Congress. Currently, Democrats hold a slim majority, and many had been looking to New York State as a place where the party could count on some safe seats. The new maps introduce another element of uncertainty. For more, we are joined by WNYC Albany reporter John Campbell, who was up overnight awaiting the maps. Welcome back, John.
Hi, David.
So, John, you spent some time, some bleary overnight hours looking at these amended maps. What are some of the changes?
Yeah. Well, so these maps were drawn by Jonathan Service. He is a postdoctoral fellow at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. He was chosen by a state judge after the previous lines were drawn by Democrats were thrown out. And these lines are very different from those lines, but they're largely similar to a draft he released on Monday. Hmm. Take Manhattan, for example. That stays exactly the same as he had it on Monday. It splits the districts from north to south rather than east to west. But there are some significant changes that he made from Monday to early this morning that lawmakers and members of the public had pushed for. Take Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn, for example. Hakeem Jeffries had made a big deal of that because under his original proposal, it would have split that neighborhood into two districts. And that's a big deal because it has a large black population. And if you split it apart, you're potentially diluting that vote and maybe even violating federal law. Now it's united in the 10th district. It's a similar story with Crown Heights and Bensonhurst. They were split. Now they're a single district too. But those shifts help lead to some changes in the 11th district. That's the Staten Island-based district that's held by Republican Nicole Malliotakis. Now her district shifts to pick up Bensonhurst, and she avoids the Democratic area of Red Hook. So her district becomes more favorable to Republicans, and it makes it a tougher road for Democrats to pick up.
So some significant last-minute changes there. But is all of this a done deal? Is it too soon to know whether these latest maps will be further challenged?
So it's fairly close to a done deal. It okay. is very close to a done deal, but maybe it's not a done deal.
Okay.
There's still opportunities to challenge here, and this has been a highly litigious process in state courts, in federal courts. There could be an appeal of these lines and saying that, you know, they don't follow the state constitution, which lays out how they have to be drawn, what needs to be taken into consideration. Or there could be a federal lawsuit based on the Voting Rights Act that lays out, how you can run and how you have to protect community interests and minority voting power. And all of that is to say there's not a lot of time either. The primary is in August, on August 23rd.
All right. Well, working with what we have right now, thanks to these redrawn maps, the stage is set for primaries among several longtime incumbent lawmakers, though it looks like some of those head-to-head challenges have been prevented. But longtime members of Congress, Carolyn Maloney and Jerry Nadler, now have to run against each other in the same district. How are candidates preparing?
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, that's the big one. Nadler and Maloney, they're both 30-year incumbents. They entered Congress within a few months of each other in 1992 and 1993. And Jerry Nadler, at least, has said, I'm going to be running in New York 12. That's a district that includes both the Upper West Side and the Upper East Side. Carolyn Maloney had previously said she's going to be running in New York 12 as well. So that does set up a potential primary. And I mean, that is an explosive primary among longtime incumbents. In the northern suburbs, there was a rush to pick a district. You saw Sean Patrick Maloney, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee chairman. He picked New York 17, which forced Mondaire Jones, who's a freshman lawmaker, to pick a different district. And earlier this morning, he actually said he's going to be running for the 10th district, which is a Manhattan, Brooklyn seat that many people are trying to run in.
Yeah. Well, just to quickly wrap up here, former Mayor Bill de Blasio is officially running for a seat in the newly created 10th Congressional District, right? Which covers Lower Manhattan, parts of Brooklyn. And yeah, incumbents may find themselves running against some big names in an unfamiliar district.
Yeah, you've got Mondaire Jones. Like I just said, he's from White Plains. He's going to be running in that district. He's an incumbent, but he's not well known in that part of the district. And you've got Bill de Blasio. You've got Brad Hoyleman. You've got all sorts of people that are running in that district, or at least eyeing a run in that district. And then last night, Nydia Velasquez, she actually found herself districted into that district, although she could still run in the 7th district. So it's a total free-for-all in that district.
Okay, we'll be hearing much, much, much more about this over the coming days, and we'll hear more from you as well. WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us, and get a nap, I guess?
I'm on it.
Okay, thanks, John.